comments up there. He is focused on stopping people. He's focused on doing the little things. He's focused on contributing in the areas where he can. And we've got to continue to collect players with that mindset.
You moved up three spots to get Andre. Obviously, that's flattering. But it strikes me as flattering that you bought Grant when you didn't have a pick. What was it about you to push that button?
Well, again, I think the draft is so much about opportunities. And for all of the different situations that, occur in the draft, one player being taken one place or one player being taken in another place can shift the whole board. And when you have the people that you've identified as potential fits with your organization, you have to be opportunistic. And we're very fortunate that our scouts did a good job early on identifying him. We feel like we knew him well. And when the opportunity presented itself to add him to the program, we were aggressive about that. It certainly wasn't something we were planning on in terms of him being there or the pick being available. So those are the types of things that have to come together, and we're hopeful that it works out.
Pretty rare freshman, 19-year-old freshman leaves, obviously. But a 19-year-old freshman who doesn't even start leaves. Right. Were you surprised he declared? Or?
We've never really looked at it as like who's going to put their name in and who's going to leave their name in. It's our job to prepare for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's always kind of how we've looked at it for this very reason. I give credit to our scouting staff. They could have easily not been as dialed into him because he was a freshman on a very talented team in Arizona. But they didn't. They treated him like any other player that we thought was going to be in the draft, as if he was a senior. I think that helped our confidence level through the season. And as I said before, we try to be opportunistic where we can, finding value in the second round is one of those things. And we'll see where it goes.
So the other night you mentioned that freshman years, kids can often be strange. You start off trying to just find your way. Mm-hmm. But both Adams and Jared were, I think, five-star recruits, or at least Jared was the player of the year in California. How important is that pedigree when you're looking at guys to look beyond just that one year?
We're always trying to look at all the information available. Trying to bring that together to make the most informed decision that we can. And certainly high school background is part of that. Accomplishments are certainly part of that. But I think one of the things that just stood out with him was the fact that he was part of a very successful team and played a role on that team and contributed when called upon. I think that's a quality that will be important for any professional player as they grow and evolve. And he's no different, but he's an accomplished player. You can see in how he plays, but he's going to take time, just like all the young players have had experience with. There's going to be plenty of ups and downs, but he does have the ability to stretch the floor, which is very rare in his size.
Next week is free agency. How active do you think you guys will be?
Well, I mean, we'll be, active in the sense of always looking for opportunities to improve the team. I can't tell you, what that will ultimately develop into. And we also recognize that, there's certain parameters that we're facing that we have to account for. But that doesn't stop us from looking for ways to improve and find ways to bolster the team that we have. We feel good about the group that's in place currently, and part of the reason that we have those parameters is because we've got a group that's in place that has been successful for a period of years, and now it's our job to find ways to augment that. And part of that is the internal development of our existing roster and the continued development of our approach, which has gotten better year to year in terms of our attention to detail. I think our efficiencies are both ends of the floor, but we've got to find ways to continue to move the needle there, and I'm confident that we will.
Do you have an idea with the new tax rules, what the contracts will look like? How much guys, like in years past, maybe they would have got a $7 or $8 million offer, or would it be 5 or 6 or 4? I mean, have any idea how that's going to go? Is it just kind of still wait and see there?
When it comes to the new CBA, it's really hard to predict. can only tell you that the hope of the league is that it's going to curb spending and create a more competitive landscape, over a period of time. I think that's supposed to be starting this summer. We've really never focused on what the other teams can do. We've always focused on the things that we can control. And we know the things that we need to do to improve our team, improve our system. And we're going to work within the parameters that we have, and I'm confident that we'll continue to find ways to put a winning basketball team on the floor.
When and how much they contribute probably remains to be seen down the line, but the nucleus of Kevin, Russell, Serge, do you feel like these three guys kind of have complementary skill sets to what you already have in place from core standpoint?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we've always looked for is finding players that we feel like fit our profile. Both got the punch, all the guys have the size for their position, they've got length. Andre and Steve have a level of athleticism at their positions that are complementary to the players that we have in place. And Grant brings a skill set that is rare, by his size, to stretch the floor. So we're always looking for a certain profile of player. We want to try to give our coaching staff as many options and variations as possible to play bigger, to play smaller, to play skill game, to play power game. And we also need to be balancing how we're going to look in years down the line as well. So in Oklahoma City, we've got to always balance the short term with the long term. And that's why the draft is so critically important and will continue to be for a long time.
Realistically, when you talk about all these guys having to develop, how much of the development's going to be here? How much is going to be in Tulsa?
Well, as I said earlier, Mark, every one of these players has a different timeline. We've learned that over the years. Players develop at different rates. Some of it is opportunity. Some of it is physical maturity. Some of that is just adjustment to professional level. So we'll take a baseline reading of where each guy is over the summer. We'll take a look in camp and kind of where they are plotting on that development arc, and then make decisions about how to accelerate their development whenever possible through the year in Tulsa if they're not getting regular minutes. I would never underestimate any of the guys on our team. And I think a playoffs is a great example for us that we've got to continue to develop the whole roster in the event that there's unforeseen or uncertain circumstances that are out of our control. That's part of sports. Fortunately for us, in that particular instance, Reggie Jackson was in a position where he had gotten enough opportunity and experience to step in and do a very, very good job. But oftentimes people forget that he spent a lot of time in Tulsa earlier that year. So we view Tulsa as an incredible asset to the organization. We have to continue to invest in it. We have to continue to make it clear that it's a tool for improvement. It's certainly not a there's no negative component to that. We just have to look at the impact of the players on the current team that have spent time with.
Thank you,
Sam. Thank you.
Thank you.